Good morning. Welcome to the Tuesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we've been focused on learning to wait. I suppose it could be better titled Learning to Wait God's Way or Gracefully, because waiting is something that's often thrust upon us whether it's a lesson we seek to learn or not. It seems that waiting is a part of life. And anything we do, the immediacy that we would like rarely takes place. And I'm always fascinated. I've shared this numerous times, particularly fast food restaurants. But anymore, almost any place that you order food, there's often an apology if you have to wait really any length of time. And I generally respond with, I'd just as soon have my food fresh and hot and wait a minute or two. And it kind of comes as a shock to those working, because that's not the typical response. When people order, they want it now. And it's just this rush that we're in. But what would happen if God's children, if every one of us would be more deliberate in our learning to wait according to God's instructions? Today's focus, and we're talking about learning to wait all week, and today's specific topic within that is waiting with courage. Sometimes we're waiting in fear. We're waiting on test results. We're waiting on the unknown that doesn't look good. We're in a season of waiting, and well, anxiety tends to set in. And at least for me, I'm really good at playing the what-if game. And the longer I wait, the more scenarios I can make up in my head. And some of them can seem very real and very frightening. Throughout Scripture, God calls His children, His followers, His servants to wait. The psalmist says to wait upon the Lord, to be strong and wait upon the Lord. We're told that courage is something that God can give us. It's not a made-up characteristic that only belongs to the select few who happen to be strong enough at birth. It's a product of trusting God. As Joshua was taking over for leadership of Israel from Moses, and God was preparing to send him and the Israelites into the promised land, time and time again, God keeps telling Joshua to be strong and courageous. I kind of get the impression that that was not natural, that there was some concern, that Joshua needed that reminder more than once. And I suspect that each one of us needs that. I know I do. But how do we learn to wait with courage? Well, we learn to trust God, no matter what. We look back on our life and we see all of the times when our waiting was done in fear. and we realize how God worked. Even when the result wasn't what we wanted, even when the result might have not been pleasant, God was there. You see, we learn to wait with courage when we learn to trust in God's presence, knowing that whatever this life brings is temporary at best. To have strength, to have courage, to look life in the face and say, I know my God is with me. You talk about waiting with courage. I think of these three young men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. On hearing the king's command and knowing in their hearts, in their very soul, that they could not and would not bow to the king, to this idol that he had created of himself. There was a period of waiting. Doesn't sound like a very long period of waiting in their case, but still a time of uncertainty. What will happen? And their response to the king of, our God is able to rescue us. But even if he doesn't, we will not worship you. We will not bow down. And that's the type of courage that God calls us to. We know God can rescue us from anything. But we don't always understand why he doesn't. At least not in the way we expect. God can rescue us from disease, and yet people still die. But that's rather inevitable unless Jesus returns before our life here is over. But it's in those times of waiting that God calls us to have courage. I think of the disciples out in the Sea of Galilee in a storm, and seeing a figure out on the water and being filled with fear in this moment of waiting. What is going to happen to us? What is that? And those words, I picture in my mind, come ringing across the water and the waves. Jesus says, take courage, it is I. And what would happen in our waiting today? In our waiting this week, in the midst of the storms that life throws at us, if we gaze upon Jesus, and whether we're able to see him clearly or not, whether it's a distant figure, but we listen. We draw into his word. We pay attention to what he says. And in those times of waiting, if we were to hear Jesus say, take courage, it is I. How would that change those seasons of waiting that we don't like? Those days of uncertainty that wear us down? I believe one of the reasons that God has called us into family, into His family, is so that we can wait together. One of the things that helps most people in having courage in the midst of waiting is having somebody to wait with. To know you're not alone. And as Christians, we recognize God's there. But to have a representative of Jesus, another of His children, with us in the waiting goes a long way to helping us to grow in courage, to realize that we can face whatever it is because we're not facing it alone. And I believe God's calling to every one of us is to wait with courage. And if we're in a season of waiting for whatever reason, to know that you're not waiting alone. But perhaps more importantly is to pay attention to those that are waiting, those that are becoming discouraged, so that we can draw alongside and we can wait with them. That we can share the courage that God wants them to have. It's not a courage that's based on complete knowledge, because we don't have that. It's a courage based on complete trust, because that's what God desires from us. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You're a God that loves us. You recognize our need even greater than we know our own. And You know we need to learn to wait with courage. There are so many things in our lives that force us to wait. Some that we don't mind so much because we have a good idea of what the outcome is. And it's like waiting for Christmas and the joy of family gatherings and the celebration of Jesus. And we wait with eager anticipation, but there are other things that we wait on, that we wait for, that are not so pleasant because we don't know. We wait for test results, whether it's medical tests or schooling test results or whatever it is, and we're not certain of the outcome. And it's easy to second guess ourselves and start to overthink and to find ourselves waiting with worry rather than courage. God, today I pray that You would help us to trust You more fully than ever before. That in the seasons of waiting, specifically those waiting on the unknown, that our trust in You would give us the courage to wait with contentment, with peace. As we know that we can trust You. God, I pray that You would help us to look out for one another, to be the presence of Jesus in the lives of those that need reassurance that they're not alone in their waiting. Father, as I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities, I pray that they would learn to wait with courage in the midst of their unknowns. That we would help them to see modeled a trust that presents courage. Not a lack of fear, but a steadfastness in the midst of fear. That never lets go of You because we're confident You will never let go of us. Father, may our children know that you can be trusted because they see us trusting you in everything. Father, I pray today specifically for friends of mine who are in that waiting time that is so filled with unknown, that is so filled with elements that can easily bring about worry and anxiety and great concern. I pray that they would know that they do not wait alone. That they would wait with the courage of knowing that your presence is with them and the presence of your people is with them. And that you not only know the temporary outcome, you know the eternal outcome. And Father, as we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, for those of my friends that are grieving, that are mourning the loss of loved ones, that they too would wait with courage for that day that we're reunited. That their trust in you would not waver. Father, I pray that you would bring strength and healing to the bodies of those that are suffering. To those that are fighting for their life, for those that need great healing. And I pray for the courage to lift them before you no matter what. The courage to keep on praying and never give up. The courage to wait with anticipation. But also the courage to not be disappointed when your answers are different from what we want. The courage to continue waiting. And the courage to trust no matter what. And Father, as we live with this type of courage, in the midst of our waiting, may we represent Jesus well, so that in everything we do and everything that we say, that we would lift Him up, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Tuesday morning, a devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.